All right, I'd like to ask now about North Korea, Iran, and the threat of nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. North Korea recently conducted its fifth and most powerful nuclear test.
Right.
What specific steps would you take to prevent North Korea from developing a nuclear-armed missile capable of reaching the United States? Governor Pence.
Well, first, we need to make a commitment to rebuild our military, including modernizing our nuclear forces. And we also need an effective American diplomacy that will marshal the resources of nations in the Asian Pacific Rim to put pressure on North Korea, on Kim Jong-un, to abandon his nuclear ambitions. It has to remain the policy of the United States of America, the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, plain and simple. And when Donald Trump is president of the United States, we're not going to have the kind of posture in the world that has Russia invading Crimea and Ukraine, that has the Chinese building new islands in the South China Sea, that has literally the world, including North Korea, flouting American power. We're going to go back to the days of peace through strength. But I have to tell you that all this talk about tax returns, and I get it. You know, you want to keep bringing that up. It must have
and
played well in some
promise.
Focus group. But here, Hillary Clinton and her husband set up a private foundation called the Clinton Foundation. While she was Secretary of State, the Clinton Foundation accepted tens of millions of dollars from foreign governments and foreign donors. Now, y'all need to know out there, this is basic stuff. Foreign donors and certainly foreign governments cannot participate in the American political process. They cannot make financial contributions. But the Clintons figured out a way to create a foundation where foreign governments and foreign donors could donate millions of dollars. And then we found, thanks to the good work of the Associated Press, that more than half of her private meetings when she was Secretary of State were given to major donors of the Clinton Foundation. When you talk about all these baseless rumors about Russia and the rest, Hillary Clinton, you asked the trustworthy question at the very beginning. The reason
Governor,
the American people don't trust Hillary Clinton is because they are looking at the pay-to-play politics that she operated with the Clinton Foundation through a
Governor,
private
please.
Server while she's
Your
Secretary of State.
Up,
and they're saying enough is enough.
Senator Kane.
I'm going to talk about the foundation, then I'll talk about North Korea. So, on the foundation. I am glad to talk about the foundation. The Clinton Foundation is one of the highest-rated charities in the world. It provides AIDS drugs to about 11.5 million people. It helps Americans deal with opioid overdoses. It gets higher rankings for its charity than the American Red Cross does. The Clinton Foundation does an awful lot of good work. Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, took no action to benefit the foundation. The State Department did an investigation, and they concluded that everything Hillary Clinton did as Secretary of State was completely in the interests of the United States. So the foundation does good work, and Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, acted in the interest of the United States. But let's compare this now with the Trump Organization and the Trump Foundation. The Trump Organization is an octopus-like organization with tentacles all over the world whose conflict of interest could only be known if Donald Trump would release his tax returns. He's refused to do it. His sons have said that the organization has a lot of business dealings in Russia. And remember, the Trump Organization is not a nonprofit. It's putting money into Donald Trump's pockets and into the pockets of his children, whereas the Clinton Foundation is a nonprofit, and no Clinton family member draws any salary.
The Trump Foundation is a nonprofit.
In addition, Donald Trump has a foundation. The foundation was just fined for illegally contributing foundation dollars to a political campaign of a Florida attorney general. They made an illegal contribution, and then they tried to hide it by disguising it as somebody else, and the person they donated to was somebody whose office was charged with investigating Trump University. This is the difference between a foundation that does good work and a Secretary of State who acted in accord with American interests and somebody who is conflicted in doing work around the world and won't share with the American public what he's doing and what those conflicts are.
Governor, I will give you 30 seconds to respond because I know you want to. But again, I would remind you both this was about North Korea.
Well, thank you. Thank you. The Trump Foundation is a private family foundation. They give virtually every cent in the Trump Foundation to charitable causes.
Political contributions?
Less than 10 cents on the dollar in the Clinton Foundation has gone to charitable causes.
$20,000 portrait of Donald Trump?
Less than 10 cents on the dollar the Clinton Foundation has gone to charitable causes.
90%.
It has been a platform for the Clintons to travel the world, to have staff. But honestly, Senator, we would know a lot more about it if Hillary Clinton would just turn over the 33,000 emails that she refused to turn over.
Senator Kane,
in her private server,
if you had
a much better picture of what the Clinton Foundation was doing.
Senator Kane, if you had intelligence that North Korea was about to launch a missile, a nuclear-armed missile capable of reaching the United States, would you take preemptive action?
If a president should take action to defend the United States against imminent threat. You have to. The president has to do that. Now, exactly what action? You would have to determine what your intelligence was, how certain you were of that intelligence. But you would have to take action. You asked the question about how do we deal with North Korea. I'm on the Foreign Relations Committee. We just did an extensive sanctions package against North Korea. And interestingly enough, Elaine, the UN followed and did this virtually the same package. Often China will use their veto in the Security Council to veto a package like that. They're starting to get worried about North Korea, too. Yeah. So they actually supported the sanctions package, even though many of the sanctions are against Chinese firms, Chinese financial institutions. So we're working together with China, and we need to. China is another one of those relationships where it's competitive, it's also challenging, and in times like North Korea, we have to be able to cooperate. Hillary understands that very well. She went once famously to China and stood up at a human rights meeting and looked him in the eye and said, women's rights are human rights. They didn't want her to say that, but she did. But she's also worked on a lot of diplomatic and important diplomatic deals with China, and that's what it's going to take. The thing I would worry a little bit about is that Donald Trump owes about $650 million to banks, including the Bank of China. I'm not sure he could stand up so tough to the people who have loaned him money.